figuring there was no way he was going to make the cut, professional golfer Bryson DeChambeau left the golf course and flew home to Texas. When he left, he was in 90th position, and only 65 players were going to make the cut and play on into the third and fourth rounds. But so many players carded bad scores that he did end up making the cut. Problem was, he was on his way back to Texas. So at 2:45 the next morning, he got back on a plane, flew to Charlotte, North Carolina, and drove to the course. And he played so well, he finished the tournament tied for ninth, and he earned $229,000. He quit the tournament thinking he had no hope and ended up with a top 10 finish. A lot of people do similarly in their spiritual lives. They think there's no hope and quit, not realizing there's always hope for a sinner. Jesus said in Mark 2:17, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." If you're a sinner, you don't want to give up. What would that accomplish? Instead, you hang on and trust in Jesus to save you. That's what he has promised to do. What if every golfer who had a bad round gave up the game? There'd be no golfers left. But after a tough day on the course, you head back out there confident that you'll improve. For the Christian, it's a matter of knowing that Jesus doesn't give up on you and will live his life in you. You might have had a rough day, but you're learning more and more to cooperate with the working of the Holy Spirit. So if you feel like you're not going to make the cut, look in faith to your merciful Savior. Believe it or not, things will definitely turn out much better than you thought. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.